Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee Building Permit Guide, Resources to Navigate Permit Requirements. Permit Flow provides a Tennessee-focused building permit guide that compiles permit information and municipal resources to make Tennessee permitting easier to follow. For real estate professionals in TN, understanding permit pathways can reduce delays and improve project planning for development, rehab, and construction-related deals. Use the Tennessee Guide as a first stop for permit research before advising clients or starting a TN permitting process. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. TN Agents: How Commission Structures Work in Today's Market. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home's sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission mechanics helps Tennessee agents clearly communicate their value to buyers and sellers in local transactions. Review the full breakdown to sharpen your commission conversations. htw.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commissions/. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee commission rates edge above national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Tennessee is 6.05%. For Tennessee real estate professionals, understanding local commission benchmarks helps position services competitively while maintaining profitability. Review the full survey data at the source URL to inform your 2026 pricing strategy. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee Real Estate Commission Rates. What the latest data means for local agents. HomeLight published a guide covering the average Tennessee real estate commission rate, estimated costs to sellers working with realtors, and strategies for maximizing sale proceeds. Understanding typical commission structures helps Tennessee agents communicate value to sellers and stay competitive in local listing conversations. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your own commission approach. www.dumlight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-tennessee/. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. NAR Settlement Reshapes Tennessee Real Estate Commission Structures. A new guide breaks down Tennessee's real estate commission rates, splits, and how the NAR settlement is changing compensation structures across the state. Tennessee agents and brokers need to understand evolving commission norms to stay competitive and compliant in a shifting regulatory environment. Review the full commission breakdown at the source link to prepare your business for post-settlement changes. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville and Davidson County Property Assessor focuses on fair, accurate appraisals. The Property Assessor of Nashville and Davidson County is committed to accurately appraising property to achieve fairness and equity across the metropolitan area. Reliable property assessments from this office directly affect comparable sales data, tax liabilities, and transaction negotiations that TN real estate professionals navigate daily in the Nashville market. Review current assessment practices and appeal deadlines at hdl/padctn.org/to-better-advise-clients. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Property Assessor's Real Property Search Tool helps TN pros verify values. The Nashville Property Assessor provides a real property search system to identify, list, appraise, and classify all taxable properties, while educating property owners on the appraisal process, appeal options, and available assistance programs. Real estate professionals in TN can use this tool to verify assessed values, support client appeals, and stay informed on local property classifications that directly affect transactions. Bookmark https://padtn.org/real-property quickly access Nashville property records and assessment data. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most TN jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set. Typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some TN jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.